I've been posting for about 11 years, and we're currently getting 10,000 plus per month. And this has led to some pretty cool opportunities that have come my way.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a podcast helping coaches, experts, business owners, or independent podcasters who want to do this full time, gain clarity around why your podcast isn't growing as fast as you'd like, and learn the steps you need to fast track slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new, highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and every single Monday, a successful podcaster with tens of thousands of listeners plus and a fully monetized show will leave you a 5 to 10 minute voice note sharing their stories, strategies, failures, and the mindset needed to grow a successful show. And today is one of those very special episodes. So I'm going to let Lisa take it away.
Hello, I'm Lisa Davis, host of the Health Power Podcast. I've been posting for about 11 years, and we're currently getting 10,000 plus per month. And this has led to some pretty cool opportunities that have come my way. One of them being that I am now also being a media coach and trainer. I'm going to go right through these awesome questions. Number one, when did you know it was time to go all in on your podcast, full time, quit your job? I actually have gone, I would say, 80% of the way in. I like to have side gigs. I work for another podcast that I find guests for. I'm doing the media training now on the side. And that's something that I really enjoy as well as my health power. Number two, what was your biggest failure along the journey of growing your show to its current state and how did you respond to it? One of my biggest failures was I got a little distracted. I've been in health media since 1998. I started in television, then I worked in radio, and I am obsessed with dogs. I mean, obsessed. So I thought, I want to do another podcast. So I did a podcast briefly called Dog-Eared, where I interviewed authors who wrote books about dogs. And while I really enjoyed it, it took my focus and energy away from health power. And then the health power started to decline a little bit. And then I realized that I really need to put that 80% of my energy into health power. Now, I think the reason that it has grown to over 10,000 downloads each month is because I've been told that listening to Health Power is like listening to two people have a really fun, engaging conversation that you might overhear in a coffee shop or in a restaurant where the people are super into what they're talking about and you are really excited to lean closer and listen in. I think there's also a lot of authenticity in the show. I share a lot of my own personal experiences. Sometimes I talk too much and then I have to go back and edit, but I always make sure that people can relate and I encourage my guests to really share and be their true selves and express to us what helped them heal, what's helped them get healthier. And I think that makes a big difference. I also post 5 days a week. So if we're going to be practical, I think it's the posting 5 days a week, which I'm going to turn into 7 soon. Next question is, how has your relationship with podcasting and Outlook changed as you've moved from A, starting off, B, show has taken off, C, to where you are now? So when I first started off, I partnered with the fantastic Andrea Donsky. She has a wonderful show about menopause and perimenopause. And she is also the creator of NaturallySavvy.com, which is a popular health website. So she came on my NPR show. I had a show that I created, produced, and hosted for 2 NPR stations in a regional area in Texas. And she came on and we really hit it off. And we thought, why not start a podcast together on the side? So we did a podcast and we worked on that together for about 8 years. And then 3 years ago, she decided to start her own podcast, Menopause Reimagined. I highly recommend it. And I decided that as much as I love Naturally Savvy, I wanted to do something different, a little bit different. And so I changed the show's name to Health Power, which is a big risk. When you have a successful show, to change the title, it's kind of risky, but I felt really good about it. And I felt like it was going to work out, which it did. Now, first television show that I ever created on a local station was called Health Power. And what I really like about it is It brought me back to my roots. It reminded me how far I've come in health media. I had gotten my master's in public health when I was 30, and I was going to be a health educator. And then I took health communications and I fell in love. I was able to combine my love of health education and health communications into television, radio, and podcasts. And I am sticking with the podcasts. I absolutely love it. Number five, last question. What advice would you give to a podcaster who loves doing it, but is currently struggling to grow and can't seem to figure out how to reach their goals, both tactically and mentally? That can be really hard. I was there. There was a time where Naturally Savvy was really growing, and then it kind of stopped. There was a time where Health Power was really growing, and then I took my eyes off the prize and went and did dog-eared. And it can be really frustrating. I think the most important thing to do is tap into yourself and say, why do I love doing this podcast? What can I offer that other people don't have? What is it about my unique skill set, my personality, my drive that's going to make this successful? I should mention I'm a one-woman operation. I am the host. I am the producer. I record the show. I do the music. I make the spots. I edit the show. I do all of it. I can choose who I want to have on the show. And I love that I can have a real mix of people. Every single show you listen to, there is at least one takeaway, if not more, that you could immediately put into action that can help your mental health, your physical health, your sexual health, your emotional health. So my advice is find what you love, what excites you. Because if it's struggling to grow, you might have to say, okay, maybe this gets me really excited, but how do I get my listeners excited? How do I get them engaged? And that can take some time to figure out. But my main advice is just don't stop. Keep doing what you're doing. And please check me out, Health Power. I love the show. I have so many incredible guests. And I feel like I've grown as a person. So thank you so much. I really enjoyed this.
So if you enjoyed this episode and you want to hear more from successful podcasters who've done it, who've been there and done that, who've built up an audience into the thousands, if you want to hear them share their experience with you every single Monday, be sure to subscribe to While Your Podcast Isn't Growing so you never miss an episode. And on Wednesdays, of course, we're going to help you gain clarity on why your podcast isn't growing and the simple steps you can start taking today to fast track a slow and steady growth to gain thousands of new highly engaged listeners. My name is Anthony Wineri, and you have been amazing. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you in Wednesday's episode.